I want to welcome to the show. I think this, well, in fact, I know this is the first time that Patrick Casper has been with us here on the Nighttime Live Show. Welcome aboard.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Last time we met, I think, was at a Make-A-Wish karaoke contest.
I believe so. Man, we had some good times, didn't
and,
we?
And you kept asking me to sing what?
Roadkill Highway. Is that what it's called?
Dead Skunk.
Dead skunk, yeah. On a Roadkill Highway or something. You sing it much better than I, let's just say that.
But anyway, we were just talking that that guy is coming to town. Loudon Wainwright.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Fargo Theater, October 11th, so I can't wait.
Very cool.
Well, for some of the folks who may not know, I mean, this is a huge program, but I got a feeling there's some folks who may not know exactly what Positive Motion is. Can you explain it?
Yeah, basically Positive Motion is a mind-body fitness program, and I grew up here in Fargo, North Dakota, and I was a very unmotivated person and didn't really play sports and do that, but then a couple named Kathy and Eddie Gasper came, and they started Red River Dance Performing Company, sure. So I was a dancer for many years, and at the same time, I got into aerobics as well, so fitness, dance, and that kind of stuff, and then what I did was I ended up going to Los Angeles and working at one of the top places in the world, Voigt Fitness and Dance Center. From there, I traveled all over the world to, you know, London, Paris, France, Cayman Islands, Bahrain, and just kind of taught fitness and stuff.
You were in Bahrain?
I was in Bahrain. Yes, I was. They were very nice. They love Americans.
So when you started out in Los Angeles, was this something that as far as exercise was concerned, or is it a dancing you were doing? What was your first purpose?
At that point, it was exercise. You know, kind of combining dance and exercise. Uh-huh. So I kind of took from all my background, whether it be tap or percussion or ballet or jazz, or, you know, I don't do anything really well, but I do positive motion really, really good.
Is there such thing as negative motion?
Exactly. I hope not.
So how did this blossom to where it's gotten? I mean, you've gone from, well, Bahrain, but I mean, you've gotten to more of the younger set, right?
Yeah, a couple different ways was I was working with Reebok in Chicago in the mid-90s, and their big thing was programs and products. So, you know, they had the Shaq shoe and they had the aerobic shoe. So I worked with them and I really enjoyed that. And I traveled all over the country, did conventions, and it was about programs and products. So what I want to do is put my passion programs and products into what I was doing. So I was doing that for a while. And then after 9/11, things, you know, kind of dried up and stuff. So I went to the Cayman Islands and I was working down there, and I know, Bob gets a nice look at his face.
Cayman Islands.
Yeah. So I was doing radio, actually. I was doing a morning show and I was doing fitness. But on the news, I would always see about the obesity epidemic in the United States. And I was like, wow, the same things that, you know, I was dealing with and kids my age were dealing with when I was that age, are they still dealing with that? So then I put passion programs and purpose into action because I wanted to come back and help and be a role model and do what I love to do while interacting with people.
Mm-hmm. Well, positive motion, is that what strictly exercise then? Because a lot of people say, well, you know, that's great, but, you know, you got to eat right too.
Right, exactly. Well, we call it mind-body fitness, and it's basically about healthy activities and stuff because I do a lot of motivational speeches. It might be for 10 people, it might be for 4,000 people because I do big arenas and now and stuff like that. So it's all about balance, you know, it's all about balancing your fitness with your nutrition, with your mind. And we don't ever say, like, don't eat this, don't eat that, but it's about portions. You know, eat food is not a four-letter word. Food is good for us. Calories are good for us people. Just don't eat too much and eat the right calories while you're exercising and feeling good. And that's what positive motion is all about.
Okay. So when you started going to the schools around the country, I mean, how were you taken by the kids, first of all? They've probably never seen anything like this before.
Yeah, that's the cool thing is what we like to say, it's unique and different, which sometimes is a hard sell because they're like, well, we don't know what this is. It's, you know, Richard Simmons, or it's just exercise, or it's this.
Oh, thank God you're not Richard Simmons.
I'll show you my picture with Richard Simmons I took last year.
Do you have one?
I sure do. We can put it on the program page. So that was a big thing. And then the biggest thing is when people see it and they go, oh, this other school would like it. This other school would like it. Because it really does involve interaction with the kids and personality. And I bring kids up. I bring teachers up. It might be the big, you know, 6'5" principal that comes up. It might be the 90-year-old librarian and she comes up. So it's all about mix and just get people moving and grooving.
You got the 90-year-old librarian into exercise?
Oh, yeah. They come on up. So it's all about activity, you know, and some people, everyone finds it in a different way, no matter shape or size.
All right, get down and give me 20 there, librarian. This is Patrick Casper, Positive Motion. Got some big news coming up here in the next, how many days are we away from this?
Well, we're supposed to be a few more, but you scooped me last night. I was laying on the couch watching Big Bang Theory, and I get this really nice Facebook message from Bob, and I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Why not? Let's go on. Yeah, we've been doing the big countdown on Facebook, which you saw.
Yeah.
And so, well, we jumped the gun a little bit.
Okay. Well,
that's okay, though.
Well, we're not going to give away everything, but we're going to give you guys more of a hint of what's coming up here for a positive motion. The fact that this is, I mean, you've done this, is this you alone? How many people do you have working under you?
Right. That's a big challenge. Is when I got back to the States, I decided to say, you know, I'm not going to try to get investors or grants or any money. I'm just going to invest what I have back into the program. So as I've done that, I've gone out and done a lot of classes. And the great thing is I have lots of ability to, I know lots of teenagers and grade school kids and high school kids and college kids because I work in the theaters around the area. So when I'm going to do, like, let's say a gig in Minneapolis and it's going to be for 1,000 kids, I can text 10 people that I know that I worked with in theater and get a couple people to work with me. So I'll hire people individually to come work with me and do different projects and things like that. Sometimes you don't have an intern or a marketing person. So that's a good fun about it, is to get that, you know, get that cohesion or get people working with you and that kind of stuff. And knowing them beforehand, so you know they're going to work hard and they are going to have fun.
Uh-huh. Well, I want to take a brief break here because when we come back, I want you to tell us what happens just on a general session.
Yeah.
Because I know they can be various lengths, but you're only there for one shot. And, well, I want to find out more about this, what actually happens during a positive motion type of situation there. We'll be back with more here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. We're back on Nighttime Live. Bob Harris here along with Patrick Casper. Positive Motion is got a big announcement to make here. But first, before we do that, let's talk a little bit about how this actually works. When you step into a gymnasium, what do?
We clap.
You clap.
Yep, I don't say a word. We just go up and we clap and we learn a combination. We get the energy going. And that's the first thing we do. So we move and groove. It doesn't matter if they're sitting on the ground or they're standing up or they're sitting in chairs. Sometimes I do this in banquet rooms at the Ramada Inn, and people get up and do it.
I'm sorry. What kind of rooms?
Banquet rooms.
Oh, banquet rooms.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Did I say banquet rooms? Whoopsie. Yep. So what we do is just get that energy going. And then what we do is we move, we groove, we put it to music. And then I kind of tell my story, which is we call the three P's, which is passion, programs, and purpose. So I tell where I've come from and how I kind of got my philosophies. And then the cool thing for me is I always bring people up on stage. So like we said, it might be, you know, the librarian or the principal or, you know, the shyest kid in the school or the craziest kid in school. So every presentation changes for me and it changes for the people who are involved, mm-hmm. because it deals with the personalities that come up there. And what I like to say is I have 100 ways to accomplish 10 things. So if I have people up there and we need to, you know, accomplish this or this exercise or that way, there have to be different options to do that because you have to appeal to your audience. And what I call it is liquid line. So if I go out to, whether it be, you know, I was with an FCE group, family community educators, a couple weeks ago, and that was 60 to 85 year olds, like literally. And then last week I was with a kindergarten. I'm going to be at Concordia College in 2 weeks. So I need to have liquid lines. I need to figure out who I'm working with and, you know, what's going to go on so they can get the best experience possible.
Wow. So how long do you usually have these sessions?
About an hour. You know, sometimes we can do 45 minutes. I can do an hour and a half, just kind of what fits in with their schedule and what they're looking for. A lot of times when I go to a school, the great thing is now I can reach 500 kids at a time. So we'll do it like in the theater. Mm-hmm. So we'll do, you know, 500 sixth graders and then 500 seventh graders or something like that where they come in.
I know you get a lot of positive reaction to this, but you ever get a kid who says, I want to go back to studying?
Exactly. Not after what we do, I think. Everyone kind of finds it in their different way, you know? So that's the cool thing about it, because I'll have teachers come up to me and say, you know, Jimmy has never moved before, or done stuff like this before, and he's so shy, but for him to come out and do something like this, you know, is really fun. So, yeah, so hopefully we enlighten something in them. If it wasn't movement, maybe it was something, you know, something about other things they do.
You know, that's interesting you mentioned that, because it's so... I don't want to say strange, but I mean, that's not the right word. But to get a kid to come out of his shell and get up in front of all those people and do something, I mean, that says a lot about you and this program, because, boy, there's some parents who have probably been trying to do that for years, and all of a sudden, bam, there they are in front of everybody.
Yeah, everyone kind of finds it in their different way, which I really like, you know. So we feed off their personality and let them be original and let them be who they are. And what I really like about going to the schools is there's no mirrors. So they can't look at themselves and judge themselves and figure out what they look like, because it doesn't matter. It's what they feel like. So if they're letting their joy out or they're letting their feelings out, mm-hmm. that's the way they're going to feel and not look in that mirror and go, oh, my hair or this or this or that. They can kind of live in the moment and not be self-conscious, which it works for me too. When I'm up there and working with kids, I have no worries. Mm-hmm. You know, we're just having fun.
Now, Well, you may have mentioned this already, but what was your story? You weren't like heavy or
When I was in junior high, I was a very, very quiet kid, believe it or not. My mother says I didn't speak till I was 12 years old. And I really didn't. My brothers were out doing theater and they're out doing sports and that kind of stuff. But I didn't really find my place and where I wanted to be and stuff until I went up to Trollwood and I saw Kathy and Eddie and they were directing a show. And I saw people dancing and singing and putting the show together. It's like, wow, that really, you know, fills me with energy. That got my passion going to do theater and to be interactive with people. Because it wasn't just about, okay, you have to go in front of those people and do stuff. It's like you do the prep, you do the work before. And there was pretty girls. That didn't hurt.
Well, because I can kind of relate to that because, as you know, we've known each other for quite a few years. As you know, I mean, it took me a long time to get up on stage and sing a song.
Right, yeah.
And finally I did it, and, you know, I loved it. It just turns around. It makes you feel good, you know, and you feel positive about what you've done. And obviously that's what this is all about as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. The well, what's happening here is that, you know, you go around the country, and I would imagine there's sometimes you've got to turn down people because it just doesn't fit into your schedule.
Yeah, a big concern, of course, is budget and time. That's a big concern with, you know, schools all over the country and schools locally, too. And so what we tried to do with that is address that, because I'd go to, you know, school in Boston or even a school around here, and they'd say, we wish we could have some positive emotion every day. Wish we could have a little bit of this energy and what it's all about. And so finally getting together with teachers and principals and, you know, sisters-in-laws and people, just parents, you know, and saying, what would be a good thing to do? That's what we came up with. Drum roll. And that's a new thing we're introducing is Positive Emotion TV. So it's on the internet and it's a way for schools to download morning workouts, like right in their classroom, maybe a morning, we call it WOW, Words of Wisdom. So they can sit in their desk and get this 1 minute just kind of focus for the day. There's also 2 minute warm-ups that they can do in the classroom. And it also has workouts like 4 minutes, 8 minutes long that they can do in gym and stuff. So they can download, and actually in the school they'd streamline because they don't go to a different site, but they can streamline those videos 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And then the fun thing for me is when you said, oh, do you do it alone? I'm partnering with people around here who are excellent trainers like Mariah Prussia. She's at Extreme Measures. And for me to work with her, because she's going to have videos on there and she's going to have workouts and stuff like that too. Mm-hmm. So me to use her knowledge and her interaction to be on there as well is going to be great for the kids and great for schools.
I have to back up a little bit. Have you ever done a school twice? Has somebody ever asked you to come back and you have been back twice?
They never asked me back. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Because I was just kind of wondering what the reaction is. You know, the kids are, all right, Patrick's back. Here we go.
It's a cool. A couple years ago in Langdon, I had done a residency, and they asked me back 6 months later, but they surprised the kids because they won some award. So, yeah, then I came up, and it was kind of a big surprise for the kids, and we had fun. Yeah, I'm doing Concordia orientation. I did that last year. So a lot of these things, like I work for FCCLA, Future Community Leaders of America, and I do their convention every year, whether that be national or local and stuff like that. So we do have a follow-up. And that's a great thing with the website, too. It's the follow-up, because when we do the workouts and we do the mind body fitness, we do have a call to action, which is inspire, encourage, and motivate. But we don't want that to live in a vacuum and be done. Mm-hmm. We want them to then go out and use that knowledge and hopefully apply it to their real life. So now with Positive Motion TV, they can be reminded of that and be focused and have that coming into their school each and every day.
Do you think they've been following up on that in their lives? Do you think they go home and, well, I'm gonna do a little exercise here right now?
I hope so. We do assignments and stuff like that, so we do give them, you know, sheets and the teachers and stuff like that to have them, you know, say, what did you do to inspire? What did you say to encourage? What did you say to motivate people? So, and that's a cool thing working with teachers too, when I do their conferences and stuff, because there's amazing teachers out there, right? But everyone needs a little bit of motivation now and then, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that's what we say. It's like some dancers or whatever, don't use my moves or whatever. Well, we're all about, use as much as you want and make it your own and get it out there and share it.
I admire you for doing this, because I would think, you know, 20, 30 years ago, I don't think kids would have gone. I don't think they would have set foot in that gymnasium. Well, I'm not going to do this.
Hey, you can tell me that, because I was doing it in Chicago in the mid 90s. It was quite the challenge. Yeah.
So this is going to begin when?
It's going to begin probably, well, I guess you can download it. I didn't know that it was on site. So it is positiveemotiontv.net.
Okay.
So I guess it's up. It's not really functional running, and maybe my internet guy is going to call me and tell me, why did you tell people that site? But we want to give Bob the big scoop here. So the great thing about it is that we want to keep it really, 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 really affordable. So we kind of figured out some different prices. So maybe just a flat $2,000 for the year. But then National Hospitality Services, division of the Ramada, Norm Leslie here in town, they stepped up and they said they'd do a $1,000 match for a school. So they're doing 10 schools, $1,000 match.
Wow.
So I've been contacting the schools I have a relationship with and your radio show has a relationship with. So if you want to get that $1,000 match, it's great. So let's say you have a school of 200 kids. It's $5 a kid per year. The whole year, $5 for the whole year, all the programming, all that kind of stuff. So if you have 1,000 kids, it's $1 a kid per year. So it's very affordable with that grant match, and it gives them an opportunity to download that each and every day and get it in their classroom. So I think we've accomplished the fact that, you know, time is tough and I can't be everywhere, but then also the affordability factor is great too.
Is it going to be, I know nothing about this, but I mean, is it going to be easy to sign up and you know, get this done on just on the internet?
Yep, there's a click right there that says under your previous section, if you go down, it says, you know, where to sign up. I'll give you a little free advice here. If you want to call me, 701.
Wait a minute, better write it down here.
701.
People will be asking.
Okay. 701.
Okay.
212.
Okay.
5143.
Okay.
Or go to Positive Motion TV at USA.net. That's my email.
At USA.net.
Yeah, well, that's the email for the site. At USA. Positive Motion TV at USA.net. But yeah, if you want to get in, I guess on the ground floor, it's not like I'm selling it, which I'm not trying to do, but I'm just trying to say, hey, because we want to give those $1,000 of grants to hopefully local schools and people who are really doing good and stuff like that. So it's an easy application process. Like I said, National Hospitality Services and Norm and Leslie and Ramada have been amazing. And then, you know, I asked, it took me and I didn't get the sentence out. They're like, yeah, we'd love to do that and support the kids and the schools and stuff. So super affordable, super fun and super easy to download. And I don't think it'll do it yet. Maybe you can try. Contact me. Give me a call or slide me an email because we want to get you in there and I'd love to tell you more about it and how we can make it happen for your school.
Did you ever think it would ever go this far for you?
I don't know. You know, I had my dreams when I was a kid and what I wanted to do. And that's what I tell the kids. If you have a passion for something, you know, because like me, I was this little chubby kid from Fargo, North Dakota. And if you would have told me I could travel the world and teach fitness and meet people that I've met, I don't know if I would have believed them at that point, you know? So it's a challenge sometimes because it is hard work, you know, in your own business and that kind of stuff. But also It's so much fun to get out there and enjoy and meet people and, you know, interact with the kids and stuff.
I don't mean this as a negative, but you got this kind of Svengali effect to you. You know, when you're out in front of the kids and stuff, I mean, does the local area like media come out and check you out and see what you're doing for these kids?
Yep, we let them know and that kind of stuff. So to make sure, because the biggest thing is like if we do like a fundraiser with the school or something with the school, we want to get the word out of what the school's doing because we do fundraisers with schools as well. So that's the cool thing about it. So definitely want to get the word out as much as possible, but then also focus on the kids and what they're doing.
Yeah. That's neat. And you've got any open dates for people?
Yeah, exactly.
Have
yeah.
you got any more into your,
you know, it's
into
funny,
your future?
It's funny because people say, well, what did you do this weekend? I'm like, well, technically I work 2 hours because like if I fly to, let's see, I went to Colorado, right? And I did two different classes, an hour different length, you know, but it's frustrating sometimes, you know, on the plane and you're in the car and you're like, why do I do this? But then you get out there in front of the kids and you interact and you get their energy and it's so much fun. So it's definitely worth it. So yeah, we can also do workshops and things like that. What was it? Positive Motion TV at USA.net or give me a call 701-212-5143 or even go to the site positivemotiontv.net. Maybe it works.
So when you've got this up now,
you can see a preview, I guess. Huh?
Are you still looking to the future? What else? What could be possibly the next step?
Yeah, the next step is get as many qualified and intelligent and fun instructors as possible involved. Because That's the cool thing about it. It's not just about me, believe it or not. It's not just about, you know, what I can do in Positive Motion. It's also bringing other people because we want to expose people to other incredible trainers and people who are really care about kids and are passionate about helping them. Mm-hmm. And that's a great thing we can do for the website as well.
It must make you feel great, though, because I'm assuming from what you've just told us that you are making positive steps, and I would imagine that the teachers and parents are probably calling you and saying, God, thanks for doing this for my kid. I can't believe he likes this.
Yeah, we got some really good feedback, which is really fun. There's a lot of testimonials and things on the website that kind of, you know, let other people do your bragging for you or whatever. So it's been a good experience because for us too, it's not like, especially for me, it's not going in and being in front of people and leaving. I go early and I meet the kids and I meet the teachers, you know, and just kind of interact with them because you want to know what they're all about and what they're feeling, what they're showing and that kind of stuff. So the experience is the best for them. So that's the cool thing about it is the interaction, you know, working with the kids and bring them out of their box. And hopefully, you know, whether it be anti-bullying or obesity or nutrition, whatever they want to focus on in the workshop, we can focus on that and hopefully accomplish our goals.
PositiveMotionTV.net. Take a look at it. It's going to be ready for you to sign up here in the next couple of days or
yeah.
so. Patrick Casper, thank you so much for letting us have the scoop tonight.
Can I say one more thing?
Absolutely.
I choreographed a dance to this on a cruise ship in Bahrain to this song, just to blow your mind. Good choice.